What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
This Haberman and Middlecoff segment is brought to you by ExpressVPN.com/ham and by Manscaped.com, promo code ham, and by Ease and EaseWellness.com, promo code ham, and by SeatGeek, promo code ham. Now to the segment. That was a zoo. That I saw, and you know what I appreciated about the Raiders' loss on Sunday? Not the loss itself, but the reaction from Raider fans is like, because I saw a few people say, like, the Coliseum deserved better. And I saw a number of Raider fans say what you and I would both be saying in that situation, which is this was right on course with what's happened here historically. That's the thing that's happened here the most, is that shit. Not being able to put away a lifeless, everybody's about to get fired, Jacksonville Jaguar team on a day when everybody's emotional because it's the Coliseum's last game.
16-3 in the second half, and the Jaguars looked worse than that. Like, it felt like the Raiders were going to cruise to a win. As you and I were texting, you're like, God, the Jaguars just...
Yeah, you were like, the Raiders aren't going to choke this away, are they? And I said, no, I don't think... Like, they could. I don't think the Jags are good enough to take advantage. The Raiders were definitely going to give them a chance.
Yeah.
Right? That was clear. We agreed there. I just didn't think the Jags would be good enough to take advantage of.
I completely agreed. They look bad. They were playing with random guys. But then they, like... Yannick Ngakoue, he's actually a pretty good player. He's flying around the edge. It felt like he had like 4 or 5 sacks in the second half. He was everywhere. But it was just like, Minshew, who's he throwing it to? Like, they're trying to run Fournette, and he's just kind of slow. You're like, this is just not going to work. And then they find a way to score a touchdown, and then all of a sudden they're down 3 points, and you're like 16-13, and then Derek tries to go out of bounds. And does he get fucked? I mean, once you give yourself up, you're
I didn't
bounds.
Have the energy actually to get up off the couch, unmute that TV, and hear what the explanation was. But as far as I've ever seen that thing called,
he's down.
You give yourself up, you're down, you're in bounds. Now, again, someone might have heard an explanation on TV. I was just like, this is pretty stupid. But yeah, it's 5 seconds over. It was 2:05. Clock stops. Then the Jags have another timeout.
So they basically got a free timeout.
Now, in the end, the Raiders got a couple shots. The Raiders got down the field. They were still like 30-some seconds, so maybe it wouldn't have changed things that dramatically, but it was a pretty big deal. But that's also perfect. The Raiders are always saying they get F'd by the officials, so.
Yeah, to me, that game symbolized, like you said, who the Raiders are. I saw a lot, like, people trying to justify it. Like, we need out of this hellhole. We just need a fresh start. Fresh start, you have the same owner. You have the same people that are, what are you talking about? Like, this is Mark Davis. This is the Raiders. They just lose. They've been back now for 25 fucking years. 25. The only team over that span that's made the playoffs less is the Cleveland Browns, which literally every human shits on. Like, you are the Cleveland Browns just of the West Coast. I don't see why anything changes. Anything. When you leave, your building blocks are who? How's the quarterback going to survive this? Your team stinks. I mean, this is, of the four losses, Tennessee's just way better than you. Same with the Chiefs. So those aren't bad losses. Those teams should kick the shit out of you. Like, I don't even take anything away from those. Beside that, the Derek Cole thing is real, even though I think you, me, and a lot of people always thought that before. The Jets loss, since the Jets kicked the shit out of you, I don't know if you've noticed, they're not very good, guy. They haven't exactly just like, you know, Darnold turned the corner, kicking everyone's ass. No, they stink. But this one, I would even say jump the shark on the Jets, was like, hey, yes, Schefter reported everyone's about to get fired. yeah, we've got a ton of injuries. We had to trade our best player, arguably in the history of the franchise. Yeah, you know, top three or four most talented guy in the history of the franchise. We had to trade him midseason because he refused to play anymore. And we still found a way to beat you.
Yeah, and by the way, I would add, John, they haven't been playing bad for like 3 weeks. They have been mailing it in for months, multiple months. The Jags have been mailing it in.
Was it the Titans? Who'd they play last week? Oh, the Chargers. And it was like everyone thought the Chargers are terrible. They're going to not win another game the rest of the year. All of a sudden, I look up at the ticker last week. Did that just say 28-0 Chargers against the Jags in the first half? Like, that's been their scores. Down 30 points in, like, the first half. And they were doing that today. They're like, yeah, we're ready to roll over. You just kick our ass. You get to party in this place that's a shithole. My other favorite is whenever you call it a shithole and people on Twitter are like, stop saying that. Like, guys, your team is leaving because this place is a shithole. They should blow it up.
Yeah.
It's a dump. But again,
it's not debatable.
Yeah, we have to live in reality.
Locked in the bathroom.
It is
in a baseball game.
It's the biggest dump anyone's ever been to in modern day time. Maybe 20 years ago, it wasn't bad. But in the last 20 years, all these new stadiums, this is by far the worst. I had one guy, Middlecoff, you're just a Niner homer. You wouldn't want them to blow up Candlestick. Nobody. They blew up Candlestick like 3 years ago. That fucking place was a shithole too. So the more we can get rid of this thing, like I would blow that thing up tonight. Someone's like, where do the A's play? I don't know. Fuck. Play somewhere else. That place sucks. They just need to get rid of it. But for all the fans that did have kind of ridden with you for the last 20 years, I don't know why. I'm not that loyal of a person. I don't see how you can just keep going through with it. I mean, they do it to you year after year after year. I can't imagine like the positive positive vibes at the end of the season. Like, where you feel any differently than typically would. That's my thing. Like, what really changed beside a new stadium? Still same shitty team.
Well, yeah, it's not like there's suddenly, you know, I think when you move, you start talking about all the extra money you're going to have, which doesn't matter as much in the NFL, but it does matter. But they owe a lot of money. So I don't see when they can start operating, spending money like a team that, if you accept the premise that their financial situation is why Khalil Mack's not on the team, and I think most people widely accept that premise, that I'm not sure how that changes. Like I texted you today, I mean, John Gruden's only got 8 more years to figure this out, John. I'm looking at him at the sidelines today thinking, is he going to do this for 8 more years?
Well, someone tweeted today the next official date of their comeback would be 2026. At Levi Stadium, which would be year 8 of the Gruden contract.
Wait, how do we know that already? Just the rotations are that decided that far out?
Yeah, I think the rotations.
Just based on history?
I don't know how you know the location of the game, but again, it's one of those things that I just go along with. Sounded cool. I'm with you. Isn't it random where you play, even if you're playing the divisions, but maybe they know. So yeah, that was ugly. You lost to the Jags on your last, we think. That's why I'm not. Are we sure they're not coming back? Let's just, you can never, when you're dealing with Raiders.
I did see Casey Pratt said, somebody else said one. Casey Pratt was like, probably the last game. Somebody else was like, This is the fifth farewell game or the fourth farewell game. I don't think there will be a fifth. It's just the whole thing's been so perfectly imperfect. And then for all of that to happen, for them to get booed off, who were they booing? It's not really, were they booing the team? Were they just booing the situation? Remember, it wasn't quite Cleveland where they started ripping out the stadium chair benches, but like after all that, the outpouring of support, we love you, follow you to Vegas, the fans all came, and then they got booed off the field.
Well, but why
was that? Because they lost the game, or was that? Well, I'm confused. But you're right. Why? I don't need to know why.
I feel pretty confident on this guy. Nothing's going to change in Vegas if Mark Davis owns the team. If Mark Davis doesn't own the team, then maybe things will change. But if Mark Davis owns the team and Mark Bedain is his right-hand man running it, they're fucked. I mean, we have enough evidence. They're just fucked. Now, if things change, like, it's pretty consistent in football. And I'd say pro sports in general. When your owner sucks, you suck. You know, even, and I'm not saying Mark's not, has nothing to do with players. He's not picking anybody, but it's just, it clearly matters. Like, we have more than enough evidence now. He's not equipped to own an NFL team. And since he's owned it, his record's embarrassing. They've consistently been really shitty, and they had one outlier year. Like everyone says about Cam. You know what turned out his MVP season was? An outlier season. Because every other year looks about the same. And then he had the one year where he looked like Joe Montana. Turns out that was an outlier season. Turns out the one Del Rio season, outlier. Because every other year, 5 to 6 wins. That's who you are. Are they going to go on the road? You know, I know it was Kansas City, but if Denver looks like it looked like in Kansas City today and win a game in the cold? With Derek in the cold? Now, can they win this week against the Chargers? Maybe.
Well, I mean, we had this last carrot of like, well, you got this farewell game. What carrot is even left?
Yeah.
Vacation. That's the last carrot. Ending the pain.
If you had to guess, like, is Mark Davis still on this team in 5 years? Or would you say the only way he doesn't own it is just deceased? He's going to own this thing till he dies.
Well, I don't, you know, I won't underestimate the NFL's ability to hatch a plan to steal somebody's team from them. But
how often does that happen, though?
Well, it doesn't. But shy of, like, extreme malfeasance, right? Like the Clippers. But
even think of what that took.
You know? That's what I'm saying. Extreme. But I'm just saying, like, if they get to Vegas and it's not going well and they're not making money, they're not winning, and so they're not making money, and other owners are like, this was supposed to, we gave you this. No one has ever gone to Vegas. We gave this to you, and this is what you're doing with it. Could there be a scenario where, I don't know, where it gets bad enough for him where he's like, this sucks. I hate I don't know. That's what it would take. But the short answer is, yeah, I wouldn't. I don't see any reason why he would just give it up. Why would you?
Yeah, he
would.
It's crazy. No, he wouldn't. He would have to be forced, which they just don't do. But they clearly want him out. You know, they don't want to have these teams. Like, they want, and they'd want Dean Spanos out. They want any low-level owner out. Because at the end of the day, it costs everyone money. Now, do they mind, like, does Jerry Jones and some of these owners mind having a team to kick their ass? Of course not.
But that'll always exist.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really, most owners would say, that's kind of, in theory, it should be a little fickle, but, like, the Browns and the Raiders and some of these teams just stay shitty. Yeah, I think they would want all Bob Kraft level owners because that just maximizes revenue. And when you get guys like this around, they don't maximize revenue.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.